Joseph was diagnosed with a nasopharyngeal strain of cancer there a couple of years back, and his throat. Now, it's one of the only forms of cancer associated with throat and lung cancer that isn't directly related to smoking. It's just like it's most common in Southeast Asia, and it's very rare for people on this side of the world to get it. Now, Joseph successfully beat it there. Going back January 2010, after a year fight with it, and I overcame it. But unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, we learned that it had returned, and it's a more aggressive strain of it this time, and it's in his lung. And the prognosis from the doctors is that they've given him roughly between 6 and 9 months to live.
And the family are looking at a number of treatments around the world, but these treatments are very costly. And they've now come up with a fundraising idea. How did this idea come about?
Well, basically, it was just a collaboration of a number of friends and family members. You know, obviously, the treatments are very expensive, and unfortunately, our family ourselves don't have this kind of money to raise to send Joseph to these places to get the treatment that he needs in order to stay alive. So it was just basically an amalgamation of a number of ideas. Already, like, we're just past our first week there, and we've already raised about £6,000 or thereabouts, and the level of support we've received has been overwhelming, and it's just I think it's down to Joseph's positive attitude. Everybody sort of grabbed it with both hands and ran with it. Everybody's been positive, and it's given a lot of people hope as well, just in the sense that, you know, just because Joseph was basically told to go home and die, it doesn't necessarily mean that's it, just give up. If you fight these things and you look elsewhere, there are alternative treatments out there, and as I say, one of the drawbacks is that some of them are quite expensive, but that's what we can hopefully overcome now with this fundraising campaign.